Yes, what's going on, people? We're back in the building again. Miles Mikulski podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're locked in right about now. It's good to have you back here on the podcast. And this week has been very, very interesting. So many people I've spoken to. I thought this week was a bit more of a outreach week for me. I wanted to kind of see what everyone was saying. It's been an indifferent time this February. I can't believe we're like almost pretty much, because remember, February's only got 28 days. So it's basically March now. That's how I look at it. Yeah, you got one more week of February left and we're into March. It's moving mad. 2021, you're moving too fast, you know. Slow down a little bit, please. Let's ease our way into the year. By now, everything's starting to open up now. We got loads of interviews coming your way very, very soon. I'm going to talk about that at the end. And yeah, just bear madness in the week once more. So this week, we're going to be talking about Meek Mill and that whole madness. I've got one other topic I'm going to talk about a little bit later on as well. But I wanted to kick it off with something that made me go into a deeper thought and a deeper process as I was just racking my brain and listening to music over the last like week and a half. So Heady One, yeah, he dropped Edna Deluxe. I think it wasn't last week, it was the week before that, I believe, right? And it had this track on there with Burna Boy called Siberia. And I mean, at this point in time, Burna Boy has kind of become a staple in like with mixing with UK rappers. I mean, his first introduction was, for me anyway, he might have made songs before that, but the one I remember, and this is from like 2016, 17 times, is a track where he made with Chip called Reaching. And this is way before he blew up. And that's one thing I will give Chip. I mean, we spoke about in episode one of What a Week, where I kind of said, listen, Chip's album was a big disappointment. To this day, I haven't really listened to his album since, but he's always been there when it comes to breaking through artists and kind of setting artistic trends. He was, you know, when he was doing the whole GDOD stuff with say Ty Dolla $ign with TI, all them like 2012 times, you know, he was setting the levels then. And with Burna Boy, he was like, for me at least, the first artist I saw UK rapper wise who'd done a feature. So anyway, like, I've been racking my brain and thinking, rah, like, is this become a trend now where everybody wants a Burna Boy feature? Because don't get me wrong, we've seen Retch 32 do it with his track All In. Of course, you can't forget Own It. Girl, you're just Own It. You see, my voice even cracked as I tried to sing that. I was going to continue, but I thought, nah, let me leave that one there. But we saw Stormzy do it at the end of 2019 into early 2020. We've seen other people do it as well. And Heady One's just like the next person on this conveyor belt. And obviously, like, Burna Boy has returned the favor, for example, on a song like Real Life with Stormzy, that was on his album Twice as Tall, or African Giant. No, is it Twice as Tall? I think it was Twice as Tall. I think that's what the album was called. I think. Or it's called African Giant. I'm not even sure now. Don't quote me on that, but you know what I'm talking about, the song Real Life with Stormzy on it. So I thought, like, Siberia was actually a very, I don't think it was a good tune. I was going to say it's very dead. I wouldn't say it's very dead. I just think it didn't work, personally. And it's like, I know right now we're in a state of Afrobeats is in its biggest commercial moment. Like, so many people are liking Afrobeats, Afro vibes as a whole, but I don't want to keep seeing forced Burna Boy features. And I don't know, I'm not trying to say Siberia was, because I wasn't in the studio, I wasn't there when it was like conceived, literally, but I just think it wasn't that great. I just don't think it was a song that was, it didn't really do the best of both worlds. It wasn't the best Heady One that we got on that song, and it wasn't the best Burna Boy either, in my opinion. And the way they're stretching it out, and like they're doing a lot of promo behind that song, and they're using that song to kind of boost Edna Deluxe, I just think it was the wrong way to go about it. Not every single our person needs a Burna Boy feature. Now, off the top of my head, I can't remember if Burna Boy and Heady One have linked up in the past before. I think they, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm thinking, I'm trying to think about Music and Road and think if they had at that point. But what I'm trying to say is, we don't need everyone to do a Burna Boy feature. There are other Afrobeat artists that can come in and do a feature for you that would be sick. There's Davido around, you've got Zlatan, you've got Tekno. Like, there's so many other people that could be utilized. And I know Burna Boy is the cool one. He's the most commercialized one in the UK from an Afrobeats perspective. If you're looking outside of Afrobeats, not if you are heavily invested in Afrobeats and that's what you grew up listening to. But not everyone needs one, because a lot of people, and this is the whole point of it, right? Location from Dave and Burna Boy, I can't see any way you could make that song better. That's why I'm glad no remixes came out to that, nothing. It was when that song came out March 2019, yeah, it was such a vibe that even if you play it now, it could give you good moments. It's like, it's a summer song, but it works at any time. That is a perfect Burna Boy featured song. All these other songs have not really hit. And that's the thing. It's like, are people chasing a location? Are people chasing that next like massive hit that's going to do something crazy with it, like Location did? And I just don't see it happening. I'm not trying to say it can't happen. I just don't see that happening and coming back again. But that's just my thoughts on that. You know, what did you think about Siberia? Because for me, it weren't hitting, and I feel like the Burna Boy feature is getting overused right now, and someone's gonna overdo it. I don't think Heady One's the guy just yet, but the next one, if it comes around quickly and it's like, oh, here we go, Burna Boy again, it's gonna get jarring, it's gonna get long. One other thing though, that was an absolute madness this week, is down to Meek Mill. So we spoke about it last week, innit? We spoke about him and 6ix9ine and all that madness, and I kind of thought that was it. I thought Meek Mill was just gonna go away now, kind of get ready for album mode, because we kind of expected an album from him ASAP, and that's it. But there's been big backlash to man like Meek Mill. This, bear in mind, in America, it's Black History Month as well. So that's also not great. Was there, if you're getting big backlash. And this is because of a Kobe lyric that he actually put out. And do you know what? It's like, I'm going to get to his response and I'm going to give you my thoughts on the whole thing. But it's just, it just came across on a bad one. And it's because everyone talked about it this week. So this is the lyrics that he said. He said, yeah, and if I ever lack, I'm going out with my chopper, it'd be another Kobe. And the actual song itself is called Don't Worry, in brackets, R.I.P. Kobe. After that, Lil Baby's on this track as well. It's a leaked track, and Lil Baby kind of raps about wanting to have a son so I can name him Kobe, daughter Gigi, and stuff like that. And obviously, they're doing a song in like homage to Kobe. It's just that is one, a leaked song, and two, it wouldn't go down well. And three, chopper Kobe, leave Kobe's name out of it. Now, I get it. And this is Meek Mill's response directly on Twitter that he came out and said, he's like, look, somebody promo a narrative and y'all follow it. Your internet antics can't stop me. Like, shit like Zombieland or something. Lol. They paying to influence y'all now. It's almost like mind control. Wake up. Now, I get where Meek Mill's coming from. I actually get it, because we don't know what context this is in. However, based off the lyric alone, excluding the narrative that someone might have put on their Twitter account as they shared that lyric, or you know, the audio file, it doesn't sound great, does it? It doesn't sound good at all. Like, there's things in life that sometimes you don't do, and Kobe was a person who was loved by all. Like, people who didn't even watch NBA knew who Kobe Bryant was. Do you know what I mean? And when he passed away last year, it was just like a sad moment where it got a lot of people together. Do you know what I mean? It was a very emotional time, especially for the like Lakers fans, especially for the families, all the families that are affected in the helicopter crash, as well as Kobe's family. Do you know what I mean? It was an emotional time for a lot of people, and he's someone that people have got a lot of fond memories of. And when you say something like chopper, be another Kobe, you're disengaging with so many people. And the thing is, it's like, yeah, like, obviously you can't control a leak sometimes. That's not the point here, but the lyric doesn't sound great. So I don't know if this forces Meek to go back to the drawing board and actually have to rewrite that lyric, or just never release that song. Bit like how Eminem had that song about Chris Brown, the Chris Brown and Rihanna lyric, and then that got leaked like 10 years later, and then it was like, oh wow, like, this is kind of a bit mad still. Or even like that comedian where she was kind of going at XXXTentacion. I think this was in 2019, so it was about a year after he passed away. If not, it was 2020. And she was in a comedy club and she was making jokes like, oh, we still sad that he's dead. And people just got on her case. Because at the end of the day, whether you like someone or not, if they weren't a universally hated person, and even then it's still kind of mad to talk about, don't talk about people that passed away, innit? You know, it was there. Like, just don't do it, because you're never going to win that battle, and it's just not needed. And especially when they're loved and appreciated, just like how Kobe was, it's just not a good look. Do you know what I mean? It's just not a good look. So Meek Mill, I want to hear, actually, personally, I do want to hear the song in it. I want to see where he's coming from. I want to see the greater context as to why he said that lyric in the first place. There definitely might be a narrative flung on. Right now, Meek Mill has gone, in the last 5 or 6 years, he went from being a good rapper that people loved and respected, to being clowned by Drake, so then everyone clowned him, to then him kind of going through that prison reform justice part of his life about 2017, 2018, which gave him a lot of respect and earned a lot of respect back from people that were clowning him, not like he might have cared or not. Then now he's at a point where people are criticizing him again, and he's getting the smoke. And after the whole 6ix9ine nonsense from last week, I just don't know. I just don't really know at this point. I'm kind of tired of nonsense like that, but I do want to hear the song. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt right now, but I do want to hear the song for greater context. And that will probably be on my YouTube channel, where you can actually watch some reactions that I do when I get those up and running again, because I've been working heavily on the podcast and working heavily on interviews with artists. And I wanted to mention that right now before we get into our final topic. So on Wednesday this week, we have got another interview going live on the podcast. It's with SG Lewis. We're talking about his debut album, Times. So make sure you check that out, because I think it's a really, really dope interview and a nice perspective from SG Lewis, where he's talking about his singing, working with Nile Rodgers, appreciating the sound of Robin, and so much more. So that's going to be coming out on Wednesday. Now, our final topic, and something that I want to get into, is Down to Slow Tie. I was kind of weighing up the options. I was even going to talk about the Sci-Hi, the Sci-Hi assassination attempt, because that was a madness in itself. Like, but I don't want to get into the ins and outs of that. I want to talk about Slow Tie, because last year I made a video on the Enemy Awards and the fact that Slow Tie did a madness on that day, and people were looking like they were going to try and cancel Slow Tie, and it looked like. And I made a video where I was talking about, has Slow Tie ruined his career at this moment? So the numbers came in on Friday, and we saw that Slow Tie's album Tyrone went to number one. Big congratulations, massive, massive, massive congratulations going out to Slow Tie for that one, because not every artist can get a number one. And I'm happy for Slow Tie in that sense, because when I made that video last year, I was kind of like, I was hoping that he wasn't cancelled, because the whole situation was a shambles. He was drunk, yeah, it was stupid, but it was it. That was it. That is as far as it went, right? But people in the industry in the UK looked like they were kind of switching off from him, and they weren't really feeling him too much. But in the build up to the album, he was on Jimmy Fallon. We spoke about it last week. He was actually doing a lot, and he still gets a lot of love from Americans and overseas, as well as his core fan base in the UK. And that is actually a really good sentiment to see from him. And it puts Slow Tie in this like almost advantageous place, because I didn't really see that much promo for Tyrone, you know. Like, when Nothing Great About Britain came out, I saw like a lot of people jumping on and going crazy and being like, yeah, this is the album, this is it, this is the moment. And a lot of the UK seemed like they were behind him. You know what I mean? Like, behind him, backing him, loving him, appreciating him. Whereas with Tyrone, because of all the stuff that like was going on, people were quiet and weren't gravitating towards it as much. Now, the album itself does show a lot of evolution from him. It shows the wild side that we're used to seeing from Slow Tie, but it also shows an emotional and mature side that, you know, people I think maybe have underestimated from Slow Tie. It's not like he hasn't used it in the past before, but it just was more fitting for this album, and especially looking at the last like 12 months for him, that made a lot of sense. So for his album to go number one, it kind of shows a lot of people that, you know, I don't believe in cancel culture, innit? Like, I think cancel culture, there are some people that they need to, if they do certain things, they definitely need to be locked off, innit? Like, yo, like, what you're trying to do, this ain't running, innit? This has got to stop. But I don't like cancel culture, because we've seen it in the last couple of years where so many people throw things at people. Oh, this person's cancelled, that person's cancelled. And sometimes false accusations go around and they stick, and you can't get rid of them. It's so difficult to get rid of a false accusation if it starts to go widespread. And that's the problem. But with Slow Tie, you know, he's got a lot of loyal fans. You know, he's got a lot of support. A lot of people love and appreciate him. And he's got a number one album. Do you know what I mean? He's got a number one album under his belt straight off the, you know, a year after the whole madness from last year. And he's been on he's just continuously working. So credit to him, credit for, you know, getting that done, and congratulations for hitting number one. And I'm happy to see it. I don't know how other people feel about it, because even when I was reading through the comments, even up to now, people are still commenting on that video I made. You've got some people that were like, yeah, he's a thug. Then you've got other people saying, who doesn't get drunk? And it's like, yeah, I personally wouldn't do that, what he did. But what I'm trying to say is, He divides a lot of opinions, Slow Tie, but his album went number one. At the end of the day, even though I don't really like this saying, I'm going to use it anyway. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. I'm going to have to use that one, even though I think numbers can be manipulated. Man just took away the whole argument, but you know what I'm trying to say, innit? Like, I do think that when you have a number one album, it's like, you can go forward with that. And if he wants to go tackle America and crack America and become bigger out there than he is in the UK, he's got all the UK fans that will love and support him. So what more can he do? He can just keep it moving, do his own thing and push there. And that's a bigger market anyway. He might make even more money when borders and coronavirus and all that stuff opens up or dies out and then the borders open up and so on and so forth. I think you guys know what I'm trying to say on that matter. But that's it. That's it. That's what a week on the Mars Bukowski podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Spoke about a few things, you know what I mean? Broke it down. If you want to get in contact with me, share your thoughts, then make sure you follow me on my socials at Miles Bukowski. It's already on the name on the screen. So just make sure you copy that name, type it out, and you'll find me. Chop out with me. Let me know your thoughts and your feelings towards what we're talking about. Was Meek Mill moving mad? Are you happy that Slow Tie got to number one? And do you think that every UK rapper is overdoing it with a Burna Boy feature at the moment? Let me know. But anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of the building, or I'm going to get out of this podcast session with you guys right about now. I'll be back next week with another set of topics on What A Week on the Mars Bukowski podcast. I'll see you guys then. In a bit. Peace.